WBEZ is supported by Shedd Aquarium, where animals, people, science, and conservation come together. Through community outreach, education, and research, Shedd protects the water that supports life in the Great Lakes region and beyond. More at sheddaquarium.org. Shedd Aquarium, for animals, for people, for communities, for love of waterkind.
Good afternoon, I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. A new Inspector General report reveals cases of wrongdoing by Chicago City employees. This quarterly report found instances of Department of Aviation employees at O'Hare drinking alcohol on the clock and stealing city property. CBS News reporting there also were instances of Paycheck Protection Program fraud by Chicago Police Department employees and by a city council employee. Both the police department and the Department of Aviation agreed to terminate several employees and put them on the do not hire list. The city council misconduct firings are under review by the city board of ethics. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson tells WBEZ that Rahm Emanuel is the only Democratic politician he would automatically oppose if Emanuel makes a run for president in 2028.
What he did in Chicago, from school closures to privatization to austere budgets, there was a boy who was murdered by our police a police officer, and it was covered up. I think that's disqualifying for me.
His comments on our In the Loop program today are not the first time Johnson has taken sharp aim at Emanuel. Johnson is a former lobbyist and teacher with the Chicago Teachers Union. The union rallied against Emanuel's decision to close 50 Chicago public schools in 2013. Drivers who live in some Illinois zip codes are paying more than double for car insurance. A new study commissioned by Illinois Secretary of State Alexi Janulius's office says people living in South Suburban Harvey, for instance, would pay a premium more than 2.5 times higher than a person living in a zip code downstate in Warsaw, Illinois. The Sun-Times reports drivers who have poor credit can pay nearly 3 times higher premiums for the same coverage than people who have excellent credit. Premiums also went up for safe drivers after they turned 65. And that's a wrap for the Chicago Blackhawks. They ended their season by announcing general manager Kyle Davidson has been signed to a multi-year contract extension. Davidson has been with the Hawks in various roles since 2010. He's been general manager for the past 4 years. Blackhawks owner Danny Wirtz says Davidson checks all the GM boxes.
The biggest thing for me really is the culture that's getting built. I think you really see something a little bit different in the locker room. You see the way they are looking out for each other, the way they're competing with each other. And really, that's kind of the biggest ingredient to winning hockey.
The Blackhawks finished 31st in the league for a third straight year. And Wirtz says despite the lack of change in the standings, he feels he's seen some growth from the team as more prospects are graduating to the pro level. You're listening to The Rundown. Piles of research have shown education leads to better outcomes for people getting out of prison and prevents them from returning. In Illinois, a small percentage of people in custody get to take college classes while they serve time. And when they do get out and want to continue their education, there's another barrier. They might encounter a criminal history review. This is a process universities say is about campus safety. And for applicants who have a record, it can feel like the door to higher ed was never really open. Charlotte West from our partner newsroom, Open Campus, has the story of one man's fight to get admitted to the school that already changed his life.
Almost every morning, Mike Pierce can be found sitting at the same table at the back of Intuition Coffee and Juice in downstate Peoria.
So I order multiple coffees at a time. So I normally get a drip and then a refill of a drip and then some sort of pastry as well.
Pierce walks here from a work release center 2 blocks away. He's still technically in the custody of the Illinois Department of Corrections, but he has a full-time job and gets to leave the facility. Before he came to Peoria, he spent about 2 decades in state prisons.
I was incarcerated in 2003, and in 2005 was sentenced to 23 years for murder.
In prison, he started to change his life. He took college classes, some with the University of Illinois through its Education Justice Project. Pierce says education gave him the space to reflect and to see the world differently than the way he'd been raised. He feels he owes everything to the mentors and professors he met in prison. So when Pierce neared the end of his sentence and got put on work release, there was no question. He wanted to go to graduate school, and he wanted to do it at University of Illinois. Pierce filled out an application for an online master's, but at the end, there was a surprise. A note that told applicants with criminal history to email an office on campus. He was being asked to check the box, in other words, to disclose his record.
I don't know who has access to that email address, who's going to read it. All I know is that my most intimate, life-changing moment has just been put out there into the ether to someone to judge.
What Pierce didn't know was that his disclosure would trigger a separate review by a committee that includes law enforcement and university leadership. The group can recommend barring someone from admission, regardless of how academically qualified they are for their program. And then, right before Christmas in 2024, while Pierce was getting ready for work, he got a letter back from the school.
I will say that I received this on a Friday night at 5 p.m. I was wearing a button-up shirt, black tie, getting ready to go serve in bus tables in a five-star restaurant. And I may have shed a few tears in a stairwell by myself when I read it. Thank you for applying to the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. The Student Discipline / Criminal History Review Committee from the Office of the Dean of Students has recommended that your application be denied. Illinois is committed to maintaining a safe environment for all members of the university community.
In other words, the same school that changed Pierce's life while he was serving time was now rejecting him because of that same prison sentence. The University of Illinois isn't alone. According to research by the Education Justice Project, 10 of the 12 public universities in Illinois ask applicants about their criminal history, and so do many private institutions. I spoke with researcher Ashton Kleekamp, who has studied this issue closely.
The vast majority of campus crimes are committed by people with no criminal history, and this sort of screening process does not actually support the goals it purports to.
And research indicates that just having the question on the application, having to check the box, is a barrier. A national study in 2015 found that 60% of undergraduate students with criminal histories stopped filling out the application when they came across that question.
It's easy when you're in prison to sit there and think, like, I'm a convict, you know, I have tattoos on my face or whatever, like, school's not for me.
Paul Calvo says he spent time in federal prison on drug and gang-related charges. Now, he's an electrical engineer, a Stanford graduate, and he applied to a master's program at U of I last fall. A few weeks after submitting, he got a letter, too. It congratulated him on getting cleared to continue the admissions process. But it also said that if Calvo attended the university, he would be on permanent conduct probation until he graduated.
The very first thing to enter my mind was like a sense of disappointment and some hurt.
He thought about the good that he had done for his community in the years since his incarceration, tutoring local kids, teaching others who were still in prison.
It was like, forget about all that. We are going to focus on something that happened 18 years ago. Okay, cool. I'm going to withdraw my application. I don't want to hear from you guys anymore. I'm done.
Calvo is going to the University of Texas at Austin in the fall. They never asked about his criminal history. But I asked him what it would mean if he had opted to continue his education at Illinois under probation.
I would feel like I was back in prison.
I described that sentiment to Bob Wilczynski. He's the chair of the committee at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign that reviews applicants' criminal histories. And Calvo's story made him pause.
They paid their debt to society and they felt like we punished them again. And that resonates with me. So what are ways in which we can send our message differently?
But Wilczynski points out that very few applicants get denied by his committee. Numbers from the most recent year available show 58 graduate applicants disclosed a criminal history. 47 were admitted without conditions. And Wilczynski says his focus is on the students who are already on campus.
A lot of times, Charlotte, I have to be selfish. I'm more focused on the community than I am about the applicant during the application process.
At the Peoria coffee shop, I shared Wilczynski's words with Mike Pierce.
Am I not a member of the community? It's an issue I have with people seeing those who are incarcerated as separate from society, especially since so many are going to eventually return home.
But Pierce's story didn't end with a denial. He appealed his rejection, and in January last year, he was accepted. The message he wants to share with other people who are incarcerated in Illinois, it's still worth it to apply.
I will say that the process has been complicated and heart-wrenching and ecstatic and all of the things that life tends to be. Yes, I'd love to see check the box go away. I'd love to see people considered on their merit before they're considered on their past. But I don't want people to be discouraged from trying. And I think that this journey that I'm on right now can be that positive encouragement to go ahead and try.
Now, most days, Pierce leaves his work release center, heads to the coffee shop, and goes to school. Just like any other graduate student. For WBEZ News, I'm Charlotte West.
This story was produced by my colleague Lauren Frost, and it was a collaboration between WBEZ and Open Campus. That's a nonprofit newsroom that covers higher education. Weather partly sunny and a high near 70 today, and then cloudy tonight, a little patchy fog and a low near 50, and Friday partly sunny, breezy, and warm, high in the upper 70s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.